Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We spoke about prayer for the last 2 weeks. And today, we are going to continue with this one. And it's got the theme today is prayer keys. And the Bible text is from Mark chapter 11, verse 23 and 24. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Therefore, I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you will have them. Amen. Jesus was teaching the greatest principle of faith. It will transform your life. When he spoke the above verses, he didn't say that you would have what God wants you to have. He didn't say you would have what you hoped for. He didn't say, what he did say is, you can have whatever you want, whatever you say. He then goes on and says the same principle will work also in prayer. Verse 23 is not a prayer verse. It is the faith principle. It is a spiritual law. And this law will work when it is applied correctly. Verse 24 is a prayer verse. It says, whatever you ask. The King James Version says, whatever you desire. He said, what you desire. He didn't say, whatever God desires. Some people, they say, oh, no, you can't have if it is not God's will. So they go ahead and pray for something and add, if it is God's will. If you don't believe it is God's will, then don't pray. I explained to you in the last message what God's will is. His will is that you ask, no matter what you ask. His will is that we ask. The Bible says, you will receive it. You will receive it. People have been deceived in this area. Because they pray that way, they show that they haven't got any faith at all. Israel wanted to have a king. And it was not God's will, but he gave them the king. They received the king because they have asked for it, even though it was not the will of God. Therefore, it's very important that we learn what God's will is before we start to pray. It would be better to spend a week or two in studying the Word and studying what the Bible says before you start to form a prayer. Don't just assume something is God's will. Ecclesiastes chapter 5 verse 2 says, when you come into the house of God, let thy words be few. Let thy words be few. And in Psalm 37:7, it says, rest in the Lord and wait patiently on him. Rest upon the Lord and wait patiently for him. The Hebrew Bible says, be silent before the Lord. Sometimes we pray the wrong way at the wrong times. There was a man who has robbed. And then he shouted very loud, "Oh God, don't let the robber find the 1,000 francs I have in my shoes." But this is so stupid, because he just told the robber what he had. Sometimes we give Satan valuable information while we are praying. We should learn when to be quiet and when to pray. Prayer will get you into more trouble than you can handle if you pray wrong. So don't pray if it is not in line with God. I saw a movie where the mafia boss said, "God Almighty, help us, that our crime will succeed." You think a prayer like that is answered? No way, because it was not in the line with the word of God. It will not be answered. The effectiveness of prayer is governed by spiritual laws, or by spiritual law. Prayer is designed to work for you, not against you. The word of God is designed to work for you, but when you mess up the rules, it's like playing baseball with football rules. It doesn't work. So sometimes we use the wrong rules in prayer. There are different kinds of prayer, and there are different rules for each kind. There's a prayer of dedication, a prayer of thanksgiving, a prayer of praise, a prayer of intercession, a prayer of petition. And when you mix up the rules for each, you can't accomplish anything. Study the word and learn the rules. It's pointless to ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is already in you. You're already filled. There are people that say, "Holy Spirit, come, fill me." But already the Holy Spirit is here when you were born again. We read in Philippians 2 and John 16 and Mark 16 that Jesus has been highly exalted and has a name above any other name. And he has given us that name to use to fight against the forces of evil. The authority over this world has been given to man. We have authority to petition God by prayer and move the forces of heaven in our behalf. We have authority in prayer by the words of our mouths to bind evil forces, the powers of darkness, and tender them harmless and ineffective against us with our mouth. We don't need more power. We just need to apply the spiritual laws that God has given us. Jesus said, "Whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you have received them and you will have them." Simple. What you say shall be. He didn't say a thing about God's will. He didn't speak about that. In John 15:7, Jesus said to John, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what God will." No, he didn't say that. He didn't say anything about the will of God. He said, "If you abide in me and my words abide in you, you shall ask what you want. What you want, and you shall have it." So it doesn't speak about the God's will. And ask what you will. If the word of God abides in you, then you are going to frame your prayers exactly according to the word of God. Then you are not going to ask for things that are not in line with the word of God. James 4, 2 and 3, it says, you have not because you ask not. You have not because you don't ask. And you ask and receive not because you ask amiss. Here, James is not talking about asking for something that just wasn't God's will. It goes further and deeper than that. The word amiss means evil. Ask evil. Like the mafia boss. Ask evil. If you read on, you will find that the problem was, what the problem was. He says to them, you adulterers and you adulteresses. So probably they prayed for someone else's wife or someone else's husband. You ask amiss. If you pray for things you know they are evil, then your heart will condemn you and your faith will not work. It would be wonderful if Jesus said, if you abide in me, ask me whatever I want, whatever you want, and it shall be given to you. Everyone who is born again would ask whatever they want, and chuck, it would be here. But it doesn't work that way. Because Jesus said, if you abide in me, and my words abide in you, ask whatever you want, and it shall be yours. So, I abide in him, and his word abides in me. When his word abides in me, I know what he wants. Sometimes people pray, God, you know my needs, you know my problems, my worries. I know that you care for me. Then they leave the prayer place, and so I'm so worried. I'm so worried. I don't know where to go from here. They pray, but there was no faith. No faith. So the word didn't abide in them, in that person. If you abide in me and my words abide in you, ask whatever you want, it shall be done unto you. It says in John chapter 15, verse 8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit, so shall ye be my disciples. Do you believe that it is God's will that the Father, or Jesus' will that the Father shall be glorified? Every time you get your prayer answered, it glorifies God. The Father. People that think wrong believe wrong. And people who believe wrong, they talk wrong. They act wrong. Many Christians think wrong about prayer. And so their prayers are wrong. Sometimes we pray for things that we don't need or things that are not good for us. There is a story of a man in World War II who prayed that God would move him from one concentration camp to another one, which was better. He prayed and God answered his prayer. And he was very happy, but not very long. Because in a few weeks, the Allied forces came and delivered the camp where he was first. And delivered all the prisoners. And since he was in this place, the Allied forces didn't come, and he has to stay in prison, concentration camp, for another 2 years. He used his faith, and his prayer was answered, but it prolonged his trouble. So first you have to determine what is the will of God. When you know God's will, you know that God is going to hear you. The word says, if God hears you, you will get what you ask. You may get some feelings, but don't base your faith on feelings. Whether you have feelings or not, it doesn't matter. Feelings are nice, but the word of God is not based on my feelings. So today I feel good, so I believe what the word says. Tomorrow I don't feel good, so I don't believe what the word says. I change it. And there are many people that change the word of God. In James chapter 1, verse 6 to 8, it says, but let them ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. For let not that man think that he shall receive anything of the Lord. A double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. An unstable person is unstable in all his ways. You receive because you believe God and because you act on his word. As we continue to pray more before the rapture takes place, remember these laws of prayer. Pray with the right heart, with the right mind. Find out what the Word of God says about a certain issue and pray accordingly. As I said, many things we pray are not needed. Either we don't need that item or we have it already. So when you are born again and you pray, God, please come into my heart, you're praying wrong. Already you have it. Already he lives in you. The moment you were born again, God came to live in you. He's in your heart. If you pray, God, give me faith, it's pointless. Just believe. If you pray, God, give me joy, it's pointless. Just rejoice. God cannot give you joy. He cannot give you faith, because that is something that we have to do. He says, have faith in God. Jesus said, have faith in God. Therefore, we believe. He said, rejoice all the time. And again, I say rejoice. So we rejoice. We don't need somebody to give you joy. When you read the Bible, don't just glance over it. It's so easy to go through the Bible, reading the Bible, and the mind is somewhere else. Don't glance over it, but think about what you read. It will transform your life. It will transform your prayer life. So what do you do? Pray according to the rules. And pray according to what the word of God says. And the Lord will give you whatever you ask. Amen. Mm-hmm.